Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be talking about, you know, we were talking about this witchcraft and things going on, but we're getting to a point to talk about what victory looks like, because it looks like when God breaks through, if you don't understand the way God moves, you can almost think it's not going to happen. Mm. It's almost like the battle between Elijah and Jezebel. We'll talk about that. But I mean, you're speaking of that, they're pushing out to be able to have these Satan clubs in schools, and some schools reportedly have let them. And we'll be talking about in a moment how the last thing that the former president, President Obama, did was his IRS pushed through the tax exempt status for the Satan clubs. Hmm. It's like, could it get any worse? But there's a goal for this. As a matter of fact, CBN right here has a man who's talking specifically about six things to think about. And what they're really focusing on is really trying to get the Christian clubs shut down. We got to hold the fort, stay faithful, and be present, and don't give up ground. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Well, Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defending Freedom is now joining us. Jordan, you recently published an article on efforts by the Satanic Temple to create what seems to be after-school Satan clubs. Tell us, what's the real motivation behind their efforts?
Well, this is misdirection. The group does not believe in Satan. It's an atheist group that doesn't believe in supernatural anything. What they're trying to do is eliminate the Christian Good News clubs from the public schools by scaring parents, scaring school officials by talking about Satan, and getting them to close the schools to every after-school club.
Jordan, is this a real threat? Do you think they will succeed in getting these clubs in public schools? Should we be concerned about this?
I don't think it's a threat. And people, because they have to understand, this is not some scary satanic cult drinking goat's blood or something like that. What they're going to do is teach kids that science answers all questions, that there is no God. And what they're trying to do is scare school officials and parents who think then we need to close down the forum from this threat of Satanism to eliminate all the Christian clubs from meeting as well.
So you wrote in your article that they are hypocrites. Please elaborate on that. How so? How are they hypocrites?
Well, they basically, they're stealing Satan's brand. I mean, they're not Satan groups. They don't worship Satan. They don't even believe in Satan. What they're doing is trying to scare people and then to eliminate freedom of speech for everybody else. This would not just affect the Christian groups, but 4-H clubs, Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops meet after school in many, many public schools around the country. All of those would be eliminated if school officials tried to close the forum in order to keep out this so-called phony Satan group.
So, Jordan, what can parents do to fight this move? What practically can we do? What steps can we take?
What parents need to do is to understand what's at issue here is freedom of speech, not preventing Satanism. There's no Satanism here. What they want to do is have an environment at the schools where private groups can come in after school on the same terms as everybody else, and school officials cannot selectively eliminate them because of what they talk about, especially their religious beliefs. This is a threat to our civil liberties, not bringing evil and Satanism into the schools.
Now, could it also backfire on them and affect gay, straight alliances? What about those other groups? Is this going to backfire?
Well, if they're basically starting to say that if it's a controversial group, they need to be eliminated, they are also putting in jeopardy Jewish groups, gay, straight alliances, Muslim groups. All sorts of groups that are meeting in public schools will get thrown out. And if they hypocritically say, well, for example, a gay straight alliance can stay, but the religious group, the Good News Club, has to go because they talk about the Bible, that is a violation of the First Amendment, because it depends on what the private group is talking about to decide whether they get in the school or get eliminated. And the Supreme Court has repeatedly said you can't use religion as the reason to exclude a private group from meeting in a space generally open to everybody else.
Well, thank you, Jordan, for shedding light on that. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Jordan said this prior to what we're seeing take place now, where they're actually putting these Satan clubs in reportedly some of the schools. But not only that, the last thing, one of the many last things that was done in the former President Obama's administration, his IRS, they pushed through the Satan clubs to get it tax exempt status. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is what CBN's reporting here.
It says the IRS gave fast track approval for after school Satan clubs under President Obama. The federal tax agency took only 10 days to grant tax exempt status for the Satan clubs. What news comes after Judicial Watch that obtained these records? The IRS fast tracked the deranged satanic cult to operate as a nonprofit in a taxpayer funded elementary school.
So IRS is saying, hey, how far have we come from our original 10?
Crazy.
It has been crazy. We thought it was crazy prior to the last 8 years, but the last 8 years, it was like hooked on phonics crazy. You know, think about that. Yeah. I know that one of the candidates who was running for office, you know, she was saying that the fundamental religious beliefs need to be changed in this nation. And you're looking at using this as a tool to be able to come against Christianity, to shut it down and just go to science. You know, global warming and all these different things they're talking about science being the thing versus God being. Go ahead.
It's unclear why Obama's administration, IRS appointees, gave Satan clubs such special treatment back in 2014 after they had been stonewalling dozens of Tea Party, conservative, and Christian groups for years. Regarding that scandal, Judicial Watch says it obtained piles of government records showing how the IRS illegally colluded with another federal agency to single out groups with conservative-sounding terms. Meanwhile, the satanic organizations behind the clubs is working to target any schools that have a quote-unquote good news club, launching an after-school Satan club there to counteract the Christian influence. The IRS application reveals one Tacoma, Washington school official's concern based on the following quote from the Satanic Temple's website. The Satanic Temple is not interested in operating after-school Satan clubs in school districts that are not already hosting good news clubs.
So they actually want to go where there's Christians meeting at a Christian club.
Right. So they're saying, hey, listen, if there's not a Christian club at school, we have no interest there.
Well, so you think about it. What you're looking at the reality. I mean, it's always been between Satan and God. I mean, and that, you know, the question is, you know, who are you serving? Yeah. I mean, you can't say that you're serving God if you're serving man, if you're serving darkness. You got to make up your mind. Darkness and light don't belong together. And we're getting brought to a point of decision. I mean, the whole nation's, the church in the nation is being brought to a point of decision. This is the decision. Who's your God?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.